Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts. Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have more information on that tragic turn of events Monday night when a Buffalo Bills football player collapsed on the field during a game with the Cincinnati Bengals. Another former NFL player collapsed and died a few days before the incident in Cincinnati. And are you still refusing Big Pharma's death shots? If so, the United Nations World Health Organization has launched a global PR campaign to demonize you and blame you for the creation of an anti-science killing force. The former CEO of the bankrupt FTX crypto trading firm gets his initial day in court, and the judge allows him to keep secret the billionaires who secured his $250 million bond. And this is no laughing matter. Katie Hobbs pulls a Kamala Harris during the solemn ceremony that was her oath of office. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. The Gateway Pundit reports that another fake fact-checker working for the globalist has successfully been identified. PolitiFact's Jeff Sircone joins the army of biased and what many believe is unqualified, dare we say, fraudulent fact-checkers who pride themselves in telling us what the truth is and what is not. Joe Hoft exposes him in his article at the Gateway Pundit. Hoft writes, quote, "The fact-checker scheme was invented by the far left as a means to discredit the truth. Fake fact-checkers are used to proclaim that the truth is a lie. This is an effort to keep the American people in the dark about the reality of the world. The left feels that if they discredit the truth early and often, that Americans will begin to believe that boys are girls. Kids should be taught porn in grade schools. The world is hurtling toward a global climate disaster. And Joe Biden won the 2020 election fair and square," end quote. Hoft rightly notes, quote, "The far left uses fact-checkers to support their censorship of the truth. Sites like Facebook use these sites to discredit conservative sites like the Gateway Pundit based on bogus and faulty information," end quote. We've learned recently that this fake fact-checking operation is being funded by the government and by extension, you and me, the U.S. taxpayers. This weekend, another fake fact-checker was identified, Jeff Sircone from PolitiFact. He has no credentials in the medical arena. His career, well, is consisted of reporting for small publications where he faithfully pushed far-left talking points unrelated to truth. In a series of tweets, PolitiFact's expert fact-checker was identified as another unqualified, dare I say, I believe, quack. Texas Lindsay on Twitter is very kind when she refers to Jeff as an unqualified fake fact checker for PolitiFact. Jeff is a fake fact checker and a wordsmith who is one of many in an epidemic of false fact-checking prophets. That's what Lindsay notes. As Lindsay points out, Jeff uses evidence that directly contradicts his claims. Lindsay shares that one might ask, quote, are false fact-checking prophets just totally inept? Or are false fact-checking prophets relying on the ineptitude of the public? One could make a case for either or both, end quote. In the final analysis, Hoff concludes, quote, Jeff makes assertions that doctors are unable to make with no credentials to back them up, end quote. That, my friends, is classic propaganda. In other news, ABC producer Dax Tidra and his wife had reportedly left their two young children alone in a hotel room on December 23rd when they went out to enjoy a night on the town. Little did they know, he would die suddenly of cardiac arrest. His wife, Veronica, was arrested shortly after the 37-year-old was transported by ambulance after experiencing a heart attack. Veronica, 33, was arrested by New York police on two charges of, quote, acting in a manner injurious to a child, end quote. The Daily Mail further reported, quote, Dax, Tijera, and his wife had left their two young daughters in a hotel room alone and gone out in New York City when he collapsed in the street and died. The ABC News anchor, 37, suffered a heart attack 2 days before Christmas while enjoying an evening with his wife, Veronica, while their children, aged 5 months and 2 years old, were alone at the Yale Club in Manhattan, end quote. After the on-field collapse of DeMar Hamlin during the game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals Monday night, Dr. Peter McCullough made a request for information through the Wellness Company. In a press release from the Wellness Company, Dr. McCullough stated, quote, I watched the play live both as a fan and a cardiologist, and I saw blunt neck and chest trauma, a brief recovery after the tackle, and then a classic cardiac arrest. I have communicated to one of the most experienced doctors in the world, and we agree that it was a cardiac arrest in the setting of a big surge of adrenaline. If DeMar Hamlin indeed took one of the COVID-19 vaccines, then subclinical vaccine-induced myocarditis must be considered in the differential diagnosis, end quote. It was announced in the hospital parking lot Tuesday that Hamlin is not expected to make a full recovery. In a Substack post Tuesday, Steve Kirsch reported that Hamlin was indeed vaccinated. The Buffalo Bills are a 100% vaccinated team and apparently proud of it. Kirsch goes on to say that Hamlin's jabs, quote, likely played a very major role, end quote, in his cardiac arrest. But we will likely never find out for sure. Why, you ask? Because the government has a narrative to protect. And that narrative involves lying. And too many Americans are now invested in covering up that lie. This next story is one we touched on before the Christmas break, but it's worth following up on now that we're back in the swing of things with a new year. The United Nations World Health Organization has, in the face of increasing evidence that the COVID so-called vaccines are killing people, well, they've doubled down and flipped the script. Rather than admit the vaccines are harming countless people who took them, the World Health Organization, which is the UN, has launched a PR campaign to demonize those who have refused to take the COVID shots while falsely accusing them of the very sins that they, the WHO, and its collaborators are guilty of committing. The campaign accused vaccine refusers of forming a, quote, major killing force globally, end quote. The video launch being placed in social media globally accuses those warning of the dangers of the COVID vaccine of displaying, quote, anti-science aggression, end quote. It features pediatrician Dr. Peter Holtz lamenting the, quote, devastating impact of misinformation and disinformation, end quote, regarding the COVID vaccines.
We have to recognize that anti-vaccine activism, which I actually call anti-science aggression, has now become a major killing force globally. During the COVID pandemic in the United States, 200,000 Americans needlessly lost their lives because they refused a COVID vaccine, even after vaccines became widely available. And now the anti-vaccine activism is expanding across the world, even into low and middle income countries. It's a killing force. Anti-science now kills more people than things like gun violence, global terrorism, nuclear proliferation, or cyber attacks. And now it's become a political movement. In the U.S., it's linked to far extremism on the far right. Same in Germany. So this is a new face of anti-science aggression. And so we need political solutions to address this.
Oates goes on to make several unsubstantiated claims that, quote, anti-vaccine activism, end quote, is more deadly than terrorism, really, gun violence, and other heinous crimes. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66%, on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back from the break. The Daily Wire reports that former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty Tuesday to multiple charges stemming from the collapse of his cryptocurrency empire. And the alleged money launderer? Well, he was allowed by the court to conceal who is securing his $250 million bond. The 30-year-old former billionaire garnered controversy after users learned that he had commingled funds between exchange platform FTX and sister trading firm Alameda Research, losing untold billions worth of assets and customers rushed to withdraw their balances. Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to 8 charges, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Bankman-Fried was recently released on $250 million bond, and permitted to stay at his parents' home in Northern California near the campus of Stanford University. Caroline Ellison, the former chief executive of Alameda Research, and Gary Wang, a co-founder of FTX, have already submitted guilty pleas. Reports have speculated that Ellison, a former romantic interest of Bankman-Fried, may have cooperated with prosecutors. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kamplan tentatively established a trial date for October during the arraignment, and that's according to a report from journalist Matthew Russell Lee. Mark Cohen, a lawyer for Bankman-Fried, who formerly defended Jeffrey Epstein cohort Ghislaine Maxwell, requested that Kamplan permit the sealing of the names and addresses of two individuals who secured the $250 million bond, citing attention drawn to the case. Kamplan approved the motion. Bankman-Fried is well connected with Washington power centers. Extensive political contributions made by the former executive rendered him the seventh largest overall donor in the recent midterm elections and the second largest donor to the campaign which placed Joe Biden in the Oval Office. That's according to data from Open Secrets. Among the beneficiaries of Bankman-Fried's donations were incoming House Majority Leader Hankam Jeffries, Democrat from New York, Senator Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, Senator Debbie Stabenow, Democrat from Michigan, Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, and Senator Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington State. He claimed during a recent interview that he donated, quote, about the same amount, end quote, in dark money to Republicans. Bankman-Fried, who faces 115 years in prison if he is convicted on all counts, was granted audiences at the White House with senior administration officials in the months before his arrest. That's according to a recent report from Bloomberg. While all eyes were focused on the sudden collapse of DeMar Hamlin during the nationally televised Monday night game, another NFL player also collapsed suddenly off the field a few days before on December 30th. Former Purdue and Jacksonville Jaguars offensive lineman Uche Nwori died suddenly on Friday. He was 38. The offensive lineman was found unresponsive at his wife's home in West Lafayette on December 30th, according to TMZ, which reported, quote, Nwori was at his wife's home in West Lafayette, about 65 miles northwest of Indianapolis, when police received a call around 1 a.m. stating that the 6'4 NFL guard collapsed in a bedroom, end quote. According to the report, medical personnel tried to save him, but sadly they were unsuccessful. An autopsy was performed by the county office of the coroner on Monday, and it revealed there were no signs of foul play. Uche may have died from, quote, enlarged heart with sudden heart failure, end quote. That's what was stated by the coroner in their preliminary report. And according to authorities, there are no signs of trauma or foul play. Toxicology reports are expected back in a few weeks, at which point the official cause will be announced. He received his COVID shot last July 2021 with Moderna, according to his own Twitter post. He was an advocate of COVID vaccine and COVID passports. In September of 2021, he actually demanded that anyone who refused to be injected should be arrested and charged with a crime, quote, to protect life, end quote. Quote, okay, so let's get these vaccine mandates and vaccine passports up and running ASAP, end quote. That's what he wrote, adding, quote, we seeing children die daily from the unvaccinated selfishness. Pregnant women at risk too. Protect life. Mandate the vaccine. Jail anyone who refuses to protect life, end quote. Unbelievable. Representative Lauren Boebert has just posted a video that shows two men removing the metal detectors positioned outside the House floor. In the video, Boebert stated Nancy Pelosi ordered for the metal detectors to be placed outside the House chambers 2 years ago. Boebert would continue and say, quote, we're turning Pelosi's house back into the people's house, end quote. Well,
when I arrived in Congress 2 years ago, Nancy Pelosi put this hump of garbage outside of the House chambers for members of Congress to go through. Today, They are being removed, and we are turning Pelosi's house back into the people's house.
Well, we're glad that's happening. It's a good start. Highly symbolic, of course. But we're going to need much more in the way of substance from this Congress. A Russian barracks in Donbas has been hit by a rocket system supplied to Ukraine by the United States. The death toll is said to be in the hundreds. Russia has noted the U.S. and their role in the attack as the world, sadly, inches closer to an all-out war between superpowers. Quote, Russia's defense ministry said Monday that Ukrainian forces used a U.S.-supplied high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, to destroy a facility used as a base by troops in that city, end quote. The Wall Street Journal reports on the attack in Russian-occupied Donbas. Ukrainian side, well, they're claiming that the true numbers among the Russian dead is much higher, with the Ukrainian military asserting that it's around 400 people that were killed and another 300 wounded, though Kiev didn't directly take responsibility in the immediate aftermath. That's according to a report by Zero Hedge. Though only revealed for the first time Monday, the strike reportedly took place soon after midnight on Sunday, New Year's Day. Some Russian sources are suggesting an ammunition depot was next to the targeted facility, which likely resulted in a deadlier expanded blast. Watch this video report from the UK-based Telegraph. A judge has ruled that a church meeting near an abortion mill caused psychiatric harm to Planned Parenthood and its customers. According to a report by the pro-life website Live Action News, the church at Planned Parenthood in Spokane, Washington, has been ordered to pay $110,000 in damages to Planned Parenthood of Greater Washington and North Idaho. According to KXLY, a judge ruled that the church violated state law and that their meetings interfered with patient care. Their actions, the judge claimed, quote, created an increased risk of hypertension, increased pain, and a variety of psychiatric symptoms, end quote. These so-called symptoms were allegedly caused by the group, quote, willfully or recklessly disrupting the normal functioning of a healthcare facility, end quote, by, quote, making noise that unreasonably disturbs the peace within the facility, end quote. An injunction was issued against the church last year, with Judge Timothy B. Finnessy ruling the church intends to interfere with the, quote, services, end quote, Planned Parenthood provides, namely abortion. The church meets on a strip of grass across the street from Planned Parenthood. The church at Planned Parenthood was founded by Pastor Ken Peters. He said his goal was never to harass people, but rather to meet people where they are. Peters told Live Action News, quote, we got to put legs to our faith. We've got to find that balance between being mean and nasty and yelling. We've got to find the balance between that and doing nothing, end quote. He also added, quote, we don't want to be mean like Westboro Baptist Church, end quote. With last year's injunction, congregants were banned from gathering anywhere within 35 feet of Planned Parenthood's abortion clinic. Peters initially said they were not sure what their next move would be. In a statement on Facebook, Peters said the congregants tried to comply with the injunction, and though they lost, he said he would not change anything. Peters said, I would do it again. It's a badge of honor. New York became the sixth state to legalize human composting after the state's Democrat governor, Kathy Hochul, signed legislation to that effect on the final day of 2022. The Democrat Assemblywoman who introduced the measure says it was needed as people grow more, quote, environmentally conscious, end quote, and begin, quote, seeking an alternative to cremation, which uses fossil fuels and contributes to greenhouse gas emissions, or traditional burials, which use up open land and contribute to soil and groundwater pollution, end quote. The legislation was introduced in an effort to meet a policy goal of eliminating carbon emissions by 2050. That's what the Epoch Times reported. The process of human composting, also known by the euphemism of natural organic reduction, entails placing the deceased in a sealed, reusable vessel padded with biodegradable materials such as wood chips, alfalfa, and straw. The body remains in the vessel at an above-ground special facility for 30 days to decompose, after which point the resulting compost and bones are left to cure, well, from 2 to 6 weeks after being ground, yielding about a cubic yard of soil, so-called soil. The resulting so-called soil could then be used for gardens, yummy, forest, and be dispersed or used for conservation efforts. Wouldn't you love to grow your tomatoes in that? New York follows the lead of California. Really, I mean, crazy New York and crazy California. Shocker. And here comes crazy Colorado. And several other states are going to join in on legalizing human composting. Well, folks, when California legalized it in September last year, Kathleen Domingo, head of California's Catholic Conference, well, she told the San Francisco Gate that the practice, quote, reduces the human body to simply a disposable commodity, end quote. And she's right. And suggested that spreading composted remains of human beings over trafficked areas, quote, risks people treading over human remains without their knowledge, end quote. In addition, she argued that, quote, repeated dispersions in the same area are tantamount to a mass grave, end quote. Let's see. Did anyone else take decomposed bodies and ashes and spread them around on walkways? Yeah. Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. Did you know that? Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Katie Hobbs was sworn into office on Monday, January 2nd. It was not your typical oath of office at all. Taking the oath of office is typically a serious, sober occasion, since the oath taker is assuming a tremendous amount of responsibility. But we should not be surprised that the, I believe, fake governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, turned the occasion into, well, a joke. Hobbs apparently could not seem to keep a straight face, and she can be seen laughing throughout the swearing-in ceremony. Perhaps she was laughing because she knew that she, with the help of a very powerful group of people, had pulled the wool over everyone's eyes, slithering into an office she has neither the skills to handle nor, I believe, the moral legitimacy required by a fair and honest electoral system. Take a look at the ceremony and how revealing it really is.
Kathleen Marie Hobbs, do you solemnly swear?
Solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution.
Stop it, Bob.
That, ladies and gentlemen, tells us everything I think we need to know about those selected, not elected, to do the bidding of the deep state cartel who really runs this country. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast. You can support us by the following ways. WVWFoundation.com, that's my foundation that sponsors many of my programs to push them out for free. My radio shows, my TV shows. I also have a Sunday night service every Sunday night at 8 p.m. I've been hosting that Sunday night service since 2015. You can watch it live on Sunday nights at WVWTV.com/live. WVWTV.com/live. If you appreciate the fact we don't put all our programs behind a paywall like many people do, and you want to support us pushing out free programming, well, that's one of the things we do at the WVW Foundation. And you can make a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail, or you can use our order line, donation line, which is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Also, there's a big New Year's sale going on at MyPillow.com, and if you use the promo code B66, you not only get deep savings, but we get a percentage of each purchase, and that goes to a big part of our general operating budget to help keep putting out free programming. So please, consider going to MyPillow.com for sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and much more. But please use that promo code B66. Also, MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. Again, please use that promo code B66. You get savings and we get credit. Again, a big part of our general operating budget. MyStore.com, promo code B66. And then finally, if you're looking for emergency freeze-dried food, we've been offering it since 2016. It's got a 25-year shelf life. I know you can buy it from other folks and other organizations, but when you do buy from us, like everything else I've mentioned, your purchase is a big part of our general operating budget. So thank you for going to WVWTVstore.com and making your purchase there of emergency freeze-dried food. You'll find gluten-free, fruit, vegetable, real meat, all kinds of great products there. It's actually really good, folks. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com for emergency freeze-dried food. And like many of you, I've caught the crud, so excuse my voice in tonight's broadcast. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.
Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW TV broadcasts.